Hi there, I'm Tom Schultz, host of Voices of Montana, an issue-oriented newsmaker radio program heard weekdays on 18 radio stations with 27 signals all across the Treasure State. Thanks for clicking on the podcast. Please subscribe and we'll do our best to keep you connected. We're also on Facebook at Voices of Montana and on the internet at voicesofmontana.com, where I'd love to hear from you. Contact me at tom@voicesofmontana.com. Oh, I guess I've lived a few years, perhaps you too, long enough to know that life offers a lot of opportunity, right? But it can also knock you down. And then on top of that, it'll kick you while you're there. When that happens to our youth, it can set them back. It's a setback. And it can actually set them on a life course that doesn't look real pretty. It may not be real productive. But in Montana, and you know, one of those life opportunities I talked about provides a door for young men and women to walk through. They do it voluntarily. That's a program we like to talk about here called the Montana Youth Challenge Academy. And today, we're going to celebrate the 50 graduating classes in the 25 years of that program on Voices of Montana. Program I really have been looking forward to and have done. We've talked with them in the past, and it's just, well, I don't know. I'm going to be flabbergasted because I know when you're, I've seen some kids who've had some setbacks and they've had to deal with that. And it can really be destructive, and it can set them on a course that it's hard to get off, right? But there's an opportunity in Montana to change that for our youth. And it's been embraced by counselors. It's been embraced by the National Guard, and it's the Montana Youth Challenge Academy. So a bit later on, let me give you the backside of it here. Mark McGinley, the lead admissions counselor, will join us. We'll have Tammy Pittman, an academic counselor, and Ben Stewart, the lead academic counselor. They have been with the program for all 25 years. Going to have several cadets on as well, and they're still part of the program and actually are remaining with the program as graduating cadets. That's Sergeant Parker Bray, Sergeant Luke Jones, and Sergeant Raquel Little Eagle from the program. And looking forward to this one, too. A couple of graduating cadets as we'll get this program started with Trent Gibson, who's the director of the Montana Youth Challenge Academy. Good morning, Trent. How are you, sir?
Hey, we're great, Tom. How are you this morning?
Doing good, and I really thank you for the work that you do. I do want to talk a little bit about some of your past, because honored last year, didn't get a chance to thank you, but congratulate you as becoming a member of the Hall of Fame for the Bulldog football team. But Montana Youth Challenge Academy is right there in Dillon, Montana, on the campus that you graduated from. Talk about this. What is so, like I said, it provides opportunities, but what is so good about the Montana Youth Challenge Academy?
Yeah, you know, Tom, you kind of hit it on the nail on the head there at the beginning. It's, you know, it's a program that's designed for kids that are either not going to graduate for high school or have dropped out and are kind of needing a redirection in life, helping them get pointed in the right direction and learning some skills and, you know, those life skills that we all need as adults. And really, it's just kind of what I tell people, it's an alternative school, but it's just wrapped in the coat of a military program. And so, you know, we're taking kids from all across the state and, you know, lots of different situations that they're in and trying to get them their education, you know, get some wins on their championship belt a little bit for them and get them prepared to go out and be successful.
Why does it work?
Well, you know, a lot of things, I think, you know, the military training model is just, you know, it's a model that works for everybody. It's been around obviously for a long time, but you know, we treat these kids, you know, like, you know, when you walk in the door, we're measuring you, how you came in the door, and every day we're expecting you to get better. It doesn't matter, you know, if you were at the top of your class academically or at the bottom, or if your parents got $2 million in their bank account, or if you got 2 cents in your bank account. And I think that has a lot to do with the success of these type of programs. And then just the structure and the discipline and the, you know, the regiment every day, and that predictability that, you know, even when they get here, they really don't appreciate. But, you know, towards the end of the cycle and then, you know, after they graduate, they realize that was really the structure that they needed to be successful.
There's a lot of people that make that happen as well. And you're, and I thank you for being on, and we're going to roll through a lot of folks here. So we're going to get into it. There's more to discuss. So Trent, feel free to ask questions and offer information here too. But for this segment, we're going to speak with a couple of cadets, Octavia Jones. Hello, Octavia. What's going on?
Good morning, sir. How are you?
Doing good. Thank you, and congratulations to you as well. How about Cadet Aiden Owens? Aiden, How about you?
Good morning, sir.
Thank you for being here. And then Megan Stoddard, English teacher. Let's say hello, Megan.
Hello.
What is it like to teach at the Montana Youth Challenge Academy?
It's incredibly rewarding. We get these kids when high school just wasn't their cup of tea. And so I have the opportunity to encourage them to fall in love with school again. And that's just really important to me, and that's why I'm here.
Cadet Jones, Octavia Jones, did that happen for you? Talk about falling in love with learning again.
When I was going to high school, I was struggling with a lot of my classes. I didn't feel productive. And then when I found Montana U Challenge, I fell in love with classes, like especially math and English.
Mm.
I learned how to do numerous multiplication and different types of pre-algebra, geometry, and algebra 2. And it really helped me get to where I'm at now.
Holy cow. That's at a high level. Cody is making all kinds of bad faces here because
I needed Youth Challenge Academy.
Megan is, so Octavia said that she likes English. One of your favorite students, right, I suppose.
Oh, sir, they're all my favorite.
I knew it. Yeah. Hey, Aiden Jones, Cadet Owens, Aiden Owens.
Yes, sir.
What do you want to share about your story? Where did you come from?
Oh, well, I come from Helena. I had a sports injury that kind of just, plummeted my sports career, and I stopped going to school, kind of fell into a pit, and I came up with Montana U Challenge Academy. I had some friends that came here, and, I love the school. I love the military aspect of it, and Miss Stoddard herself, she brought back that passion to learn that education is something that, no one can take.
Wow, Megan, how'd you do that? I don't think that's an easy thing.
That's a great question, and the depth of the answer would take too long to answer here, mm-hmm. but just being here to support them and be part of that redirection is key. They're all here for a reason, and just getting to the bottom of that and then bringing them back up, that's what is in it for them.
Cadet Jones, talk about some of the days, some of the highs and lows that you probably had to go through. I mean, this is a the multiple week course. There's probably some days that were very challenging for you.
Yes, sir, there was. I struggled a lot with self-doubt to the point where there were days where I just wanted to give up on everything. But I had a lot of people to support me. I had a lot of cadets and a lot of staff that supported me and basically told me to get off my butt and go out and do something. And it really helped push me to where I'm at now.
Nice. Trent Gibson, again, director for the Montana Youth Challenge Academy. I want to have you talk about that a little bit, about the life coping skills that are actually I don't know if any one part is more important than the other, but that certainly is a very big part of the program.
Yeah, and the life coping skills is one of our 8 core components, and it's a big part of, these kids' future, whether it's getting along, in their home environment or in the job environment going forward, and just learning how to deal with adversity. When the kids get here, I tell them, hey, we call this program Challenge. We don't call it easy, and it definitely is challenging. And for the staff, too, Megan's not singing her praises like she should, but, the staff that's in here every day working with these kids. And again, a lot of them had a bad experience in high school and weren't doing well. And to get them back and start seeing success again, I can't sing the praises of my staff here enough. But those skills that these kids learn and just getting along with each other on the floor, and those are all hard things to go through. But as we're teaching them and they're growing, those are the skills that they're going to need, to be, a good employee somewhere and then to be a good parent, down the road at some point in time as well.
Well, brag a little bit about Megan then. What does it take to be a successful or efficient teacher at Montana Youth Challenge Academy?
The one thing that I really focus on, and I'm just repeating myself a little bit here, high school wasn't for them in some capacity, right? We know that school was difficult, whether it be getting up and going or the academic portion. What my job is to do is to get them the materials that they need, one, to earn their high set, or two, to possibly return to high school. But I have to create content and I have to teach in a way that engages them and is interactive for them. And so far, I've been able to do that. I think that we have a really good rapport. Establishing relationships with these kids is huge too. Having an adult that they can trust and believe in and somebody that just is there for them, that's where I find success. And the academics just comes with that.
Yeah. Cadet Owens, what brought you through that door? I mean, it's volunteer. And so you recognize an opportunity, just plain and simple. What got you not to the door, but through that door?
Well, I think, you know, it's simple. I think it's just a drive to prove that I am better than I was yesterday. Mm-hmm. And I really wanted to pave that road for myself.
Nice. How about you, Octavia, Cadet Jones?
For me, sir, I just wanted to be better like Owens. I wanted to be better than I was yesterday and who I was in the past. And I wanted to set that foundation for my future self and set a successful life for myself.
Where are you at now then?
Right now I am supply sergeant for my first platoon. I am the graduation speech spokesperson.
Ah.
And yeah.
What's your message?
What do you have going after graduation? What's your plan?
I also plan to go into the Navy as an active duty aviation ordnanceman, and then I plan to strive in law enforcement.
You're going to blow stuff up?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Did Megan teach you that?
A little bit.
Just a little bit, she says. It's a pretty long process. We start at the platoon level, go to the company level, and then... I have a wonderful panel of judges from the community and from Helena that come down and help me choose. And both Mr. Owens and Ms. Jones worked really, really hard. I choose from 9 cadets for this to be my commencement speaker. And so it's a pretty, mm-hmm. pretty tough race, but we spend a lot of hours. It's a lot of hours of creating content and then a lot of hours of rehearsal. And she's not giving herself enough credit. They're both wonderful writers and they made my job easy.
So, Cadet Jones, then, what will be your message?
What I plan for my message to be is that it's okay to fail, and failure gets you closer to success than you would think.
Nice. Cadet Owens, Aiden, what's your message?
You know, my message is, you know, no matter the card dealt, you can still play. And that can mean anything in life, your background, your mistakes, failures. No matter what happens, you can still get up and play.
Trent, just a comment about, because this is the end of a 22-week period for these cadets, and you have probably, and your staff as well, you kind of live and breathe the highs and lows with them, don't you?
Yeah, they do. Absolutely. You know, and you know, you'll talk to Tammy and Ben here a little later, and you know, they've been here 25 years. I've also been here since the program started, and you go through the ups and downs with these kids. Not only just the success and failures that they're having in the program, but life is still happening to these kids outside of here. You know, they're dealing with, you know, deaths back home. They're dealing with some adversity back home and helping them get through that. And, you know, it wears on our staff for sure. But, you know, we try to keep, keep in mind what it is that we're doing. And you know, the focus is helping these kids. And I tell our staff, you know, you don't have to wonder if you're making a difference every day. I mean, every day that you're here, you're impacting these kids and you're impacting the future of Montana. And that's a big win.
Megan, does that help you every day to know that?
Oh, absolutely. Just to see where they come in on day one and, you know, to see who they are on graduation, the transformation is absolutely incredible.
So Cadet Octavia Jones, likely going to the Navy. Thank you for that, Octavia. And then Cadet Aiden Owens, what are your plans now?
Yes, sir. I got a couple tools in my tool belt right now. I'm working right now to go active duty infantry for the Army. That's looking pretty good for me. And then, you know, if that doesn't work, I have a BLS as an EMT, so I can pursue that future as well.
So you're equipped then?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Well, thank you guys for that. You know, leaning into military service, leaning into public service as well, and giving back to the community. Congratulations on that. And it is no small feat. It really isn't. So thanks. And I look forward to hearing from you guys down the road. Okay.
Thank you very much, sir.
And Megan, thank you. Thank you for the service as well. Megan Stoddard, English teacher. That was Cadet Octavia Jones and Aiden Owens as well. Trent Gibson will stand by. He's the director of the Montana Youth Challenge Academy. Their commencement is June 15th. So this weekend, It's their 50th graduating class. And we'll come on back and talk to some graduates who are still with the program. Sergeant Parker Bray, Luke Jones, and Raquel Little Eagles. We continue on here. It's From Montana for Montana, Voices of Montana.
In 4-H, understanding how to be a champion of safety is crucial for the well-being of Montana's future leaders. Whether engaged in food and nutrition projects, working with livestock, or exploring one of the other 200 projects available, safety remains a top priority in 4-H.
Montana State Fund congratulates all Montana 4-H member spotlight nominees and thanks youth volunteers for helping grow a safer Montana. For agricultural safety resources or resources in your industry, visit safemt.com.
I'm Jenny Stovall. So in agriculture, it's all a risk. And in order to deal with that, it's very difficult just to go through life and just smile and wave the little rodeo wave. You know, you always think the grass is greener on the other side. And that's where, you know, you do need to go beyond the weather if things aren't. Otherwise, you go down a downward spiral. So if you know anyone that needs help, please send them to beyondtheweather.com for free counseling for farmers and ranchers.
Register now for the 39th annual Big Sky State Games, July 19th, 20th, and 21st in Billings. The games are open to all ages and skill levels. This is Montana's Olympic Games featuring 39 sports, soaked run, Montana Mile, opening ceremonies, and special guest Olympic medalist swimmer Katie Hoff. Free admission to the ceremonies. Register online or for more info, go to BigSkyGames.org. Play, compete, and celebrate at the Big Sky State Games.
Big Sky State Games.
Serious fun.
Navigating unexpected finances after 68 can feel daunting and hopeless. If there's a Montanan you know searching for financial flexibility, the Reverse Annuity Mortgage Program may be the answer. A safe and secure way for homeowners to borrow up to $150,000 in tax-free funds to supplement income and cover unexpected expenses, all while continuing to live in their home. For eligibility, visit housing.mt.gov/homeownership. This message brought to you by the Montana Department of Commerce.
According to Montanans for Election Reform, as of Wednesday, Constitutional Initiatives 126 and 127 have enough signatures to qualify to be on the November ballot. The two ballot initiatives would change how primaries are run and how elections are won in Montana, allowing voters to select candidates for office in the primary across party lines on one ballot. At an Indian Affairs Committee hearing Wednesday, Senator Steve Daines highlighted the benefits of his bipartisan Crow Tribe Water Settlements Amendments Act. Daines also called for passage of his Crow Revenue Act that would support the tribe while allowing the Bull Mountains mine to continue operating. Montana will receive $5.4 million from the Federal Health Department to expand a home visit program for new parents and young babies. It is one of 11 states in the District of Columbia at the center of a new White House initiative. With Montana News headlines and the Northern News Network, I'm Brian Bennett.
I was able to buy my first home using the VA Home Loan Guarantee without having to put down a down payment. I was able to graduate from college using the post 9/11 GI Bill debt-free. I was able to enroll in VA healthcare, and I know that VA is going to be there for me when I need it. My services then and my benefits are now.
Get what you earned. Visit choose.va.gov. Not all veterans are eligible for the type or amount of benefits mentioned here.
I'm Jenny Stovall. So in agriculture, it's all a risk. And in order to deal with that, it's very difficult just to go through life and just smile and wave the little rodeo wave. You know, you always think the grass is greener on the other side. And that's where, you know, you do need to go beyond the weather if things aren't. Otherwise, you go down a downward spiral. So if you know anyone that needs help, please send them to beyondtheweather.com for free counseling for farmers and ranchers.
The Montana Youth Challenge Academy celebrating their 50th graduation. Been around for 25 years. This is a 22-week challenging program. It's put on by the Montana National Guard, and it's also supported by University of Montana Western there, as well as federal funding for this, too. The 50th commencement will take place Saturday, June 15th at 10 a.m., and it'll be the Stroh Gymnasium located on the campus there of University of Montana Western in Dillon. Trent Gibson with us here, director of the Montana Youth Challenge Academy. He's been there for all 25 years, you said, Trent?
Yeah, I've been here since the program started back in 1999, and kind of worked a few different jobs. I worked in the cadre department, and then I spent, I think, 5 or 6 years teaching and running the education department before I moved over to the deputy director, and then I think I've been the director now about 6 years. So, yeah, my whole adult professional career has been here at Challenge, and what a blessing and an opportunity that's been for me personally.
You know, and that'll lead us into this here, because we're talking with cadets who have been graduated but are also still a part of the program. Let's welcome them now, Sergeant Parker Bray. Sergeant Bray, hello?
Yes, sir, I'm here.
Thank you for being there. And I know you guys are all talking into one microphone there, so I'll just introduce Sergeant Luke Jones and then Sergeant Raquel Little Eagle as well. Let's go with Sergeant Parker Bray early on here. Talk about your experience there, Sergeant. Why are you still there?
Well, when I graduated, I did pretty good. I had a couple mess-ups, but this program changed my life for the better. 100%. I wanted to give back to the program that, you know, gave me all the opportunities to succeed in life, have a different outlook on it. Honestly, just, you know, make the days of kids a lot better for their futures.
Yeah. Sergeant Raquel Little Eagle, what about your time there?
I would say that my time here as a cadet was kind of not well. I wasn't the best cadet, but after graduation, I had went home and realized that I really did change a lot. And one of the opportunities that I had was attending college here on UM Western. And so I started going to classes here. And one day, I think it just kind of hit me that I wanted to help girls like me. And so I applied, and it's been great. And the staff has been helping not only financially, but they did give me a job as well, and so I'm very thankful for that.
Yeah, and I appreciate the honesty about, you know, I wasn't the perfect cadet, so to speak. I'll talk to Trent about that here in a little bit, but let's get a word from Sergeant Luke Jones about your experience there and why you want to give back to this program.
So my experience as a cadet, I would say every cadet that comes here will say it's really tough and difficult. And that was good for my life because I needed that, you know, pressure makes diamonds. And I think when you're that age, you need a little bit of pressure to get right on the right track, especially if you didn't start out on the right one. And I wanted to come back as a sergeant, as a cadre instructor, just because I feel like I really had an advantage and I know what these kids are going through while they're here. And being able to help those cadets on a personal level because you have experienced it is a real big advantage for us. And having graduated a lot of cadets and seeing the change that they experience is a blessing because, you know, I have been there before.
Yeah.
And it's really nice having that advantage and being able to help cadets excel and progress in the future just like I have. So
what are they thinking right now? And we talked with Octavia Jones and Aiden Owens. They're going to be graduating on Sunday. What are they thinking right now?
Well, right now, what I remember is being honestly terrified to go back out into the real world because here your entire day is lined out for you. Everything is set in stone. And now you're about to go experience the world on your own again, having to make your own choices and figure it out on your own. And you don't have myself or any of the other cadre telling you what to do all day. So it's a big responsibility. And our hope as cadre instructors just to prepare them for the real world so that when they do have to make decisions on their own, they make the right one.
We are speaking with past graduates who returned as staff members for the Montana Youth Challenge Academy, Sergeant Parker Bray among them. And Parker, so there's a little bit of separation now between when you were a cadet and now you're working with the cadets. Can you better measure that impact on your life?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So the long-term impact of the program is very substantial. Sometimes the short term gets a little rocky. You know, you get thrown back out into the real world with real problems, financial relationships, whatever it might be that you just never really had to worry about here. You just had to worry about getting out of your rack at 5:30 in the morning and going to PT. you know, and when you get out of the program, it's just, you get these real world problems, but you're prepared for them, based on, you know, the life coping skills you learn here, all the core components that we go through. They really just give you the experience and the upper hand on the cadets or on the other kids that never had the opportunities that we were given.
Wow. Trent Gibson, again, director of the program. Why don't you turn to them and ask a question of your cadets? We've got about 3 minutes left in this segment. And so what's top of your mind for these cadets to offer to us?
Yeah, you know, I mean, for these guys coming back, and I guess I'll ask, you know, one of you guys wants to take this, like, you know, what are you most proud of, you know, coming back here, working in the cadre department? You know, when you lay your head down at night, you think about what you're doing. What are you most proud of here?
I'd say this is Sergeant Jones or Luke Jones. I would just say what I'm really proud of is that having overcome some of the challenges I've overcome before being a cadet and now after graduating, and it's been 10 years since I've graduated, I'm proud that I'm teaching the kids that I work with that they can overcome everything that I have overcome, and I can relate to them in that aspect. And it's just, when I lay my head down at night, I just know that I made a difference in the youth of Montana and their futures.
Trent, go ahead.
Yeah. And you know, Tom, it's nice to have these guys come back, and they talked about it a little bit, but having, you know, it's one thing for, you know, me to tell these kids what challenge is going to be like and talking them through that. But, you know, these three here have been cadets, and then, you know, talking about the program, but then even just coaching them through what's coming next, you know, and we have a mentoring program, and that's out there. And we link up with these kids for the next year. Those mentors are checking in with them and stuff, but, you know, they're really reaching back to their cadre, that they worked with at the program and looking for maybe that affirmation that, hey, I'm going to be okay now. Cause they are going to run into some real world problems again, and they're going to stumble. And our hope is, you know, just like our tagline is that they're able to, you know, once they hit the ground, rise back up and keep moving forward.
Raquel, what do you tell cadets today or Sunday? What are you telling them about their futures?
I would tell them that, you know, some of them are going to fail, and that's okay. I think it really just depends on how you take that situation and turn it into a positive one. And it's about asking for help when you need it and going to positive role models.
All really good stuff. You guys, Sergeant Parker Bray, Sergeant Luke Jones, and Sergeant Raquel Little Eagle, thank you guys for giving back to the program as well. And also, you know, being brave enough to take that step that guides you to a better future.
You know, this weekend we're going to cross over 4,000 graduates, which is hard for me to actually wrap my mind around. You know, that's 4,000 lives that have come here in need of some help and made it through the program. And, you know, the one stat that's really, I think, important is, you know, we track these kids out to 4 years after they leave the program. And I think the latest stats were 82 or 84% of them were actively placed 4 years out. And so, you know, you're taking a kid that was kind of heading in the wrong direction, turning them around, and you know, 4 years later, they got a full-time job, they're in school, they're in the military, you know, kind of giving back to the community. So that's a plus, you know, all the way around. And you know, this is a program, you know, it's funded 75% by the Department of Defense, and then the state of Montana matches 25% of it to have it here. And, you know, just the lives that get changed is one thing, but then, you know, the money that's saved for taxpayers by, you know, keeping these kids off the system and keeping them actually out there being citizens is huge.
Yeah, that is. And it's not talked about a ton, but that's, you know, there's a lot of value in that. And you don't know that that's not always the outcome, but you've got people have that opportunity. Let's welcome Tammy Pittman, academic counselor, Ben Stewart, lead academic counselor as well. And Ben and Tammy, thank you guys both for being here. And most importantly, Ben, 25 years of service there. I guess you and Trent kind of came on board about the same time, huh?
Yeah, I remember sitting up before Ayers and interviewing together, and both of us kind of took on jobs as cadre early on and kind of worked up through the ranks. And now he's the director, and just working with these two has been a pleasure for the last 25 years.
Tammy Pittman, why 25 years?
You know, we have the capability to make such an impact in the young lives of these youth, and it's such a rewarding job. It's a tough job, but it's a very important thing that we're offering for the youth within the state of Montana. And just so much pride you see from the families, the mentors, the staff, the cadets. You can't, until you experience it, you can't really explain that.
Ben, I was going to have you kind of follow along with that too. 25 years of that kind of service. There, as Tammy noted, there's probably some ups and downs in all of that. Lots of challenges. And the reward. I'm presuming that that's probably the biggest remuneration that you get from your current position.
Absolutely. You know, that keeps me coming back cycle after cycle. And, you know, just seeing where cadets start when they first get here and seeing how they're finishing, you know, looking at a day or two till graduation here. And, you know, there's just a lot of excitement and kids that are looking forward to their futures. So I'm a little nervous. Yeah. But yeah, it's like, you know, you get the cadets that drop in from now and again. And, you know, just the other day I had a young man stop by and just wanted to talk to the whole company of cadets and let them know how successful he was. You know, he went through some ups and downs after graduation. And, you know, his mom just reminded him he really thrived in structure. So he decided to go out and join the Army. And so he wanted to give back to other cadets and share his story. And then he mentioned his uncle, who graduated in class 3, was running a multi-million-dollar business out of Three Forks. And pretty awesome to see how these kids go out and just do great things after graduation.
Yeah. Awesome is probably an understatement. Tammy, talk about your experience there as well. I know there's probably some stories of cadets. I'm also curious about how the challenge of actually counseling cadets, because, and maybe talk about what brings them to Montana Youth Challenge Academy. Mostly it's just not being, well, I'll have you say that. But more on that, the story of these cadets and some of the challenges that you face as a counselor.
You know, cadets come to Challenge for a variety of reasons. It could be they're not doing well in school, their home environment, peer pressure, drugs or alcohol, making bad choices. And then we have those kids that have maybe been homeschooled or just kind of struggle with some social difficulties throughout the way, maybe with their peers. You know, working with the kids, we try to get to know them from the beginning when they come in and just build that relationship and that rapport with them. And each individual has, you know, their own reasons for coming to Challenge. Yeah. We try to provide a positive role model to let them know that, you know, there are people that care about them, hold them accountable for choices that they've made, but to work through that and problem solve and work on conflict resolution, try to rebuild relationships with families, maybe their parents. You know, maybe they did some things before they left and they're not really sure how to rebuild that relationship. Focus on their schoolwork. A lot of these kids are super smart, right? But they were bored in school or didn't like school or maybe were bullied. So identifying those struggles that they've had and be proactive in coming up with a plan to help them resolve that, build confidence, build self-esteem, and see the success of their hard work that they're putting into that. The other factor in that is we are the staff that communicates directly with the parents. And, you know, we've got some awesome parents out there that have supported our program, supported the cadets. You know, it's a two-person process. It's MYCA and those families. And together, we can work together to help their youth move forward in the right direction.
Super. Trent, I'm going to have you weigh in on that.
Yeah, you know, Tom, like you said, that the transformation that the kids have here, and the big key is, and Tammy hit the nail right on the head, it's finding out who these kids are. And then once we find out who they are, we start building a plan for their success. And like Tammy said, just getting these kids some confidence. You know, some of them been kicked down pretty hard by life.
Yeah.
You know, had some setbacks and, you know, they just kind of ready to throw in the towel and quit. And, you know, the program is designed that, you know, every week the point system starts over. So if you were, you know, you were just not doing well the week before, you got an opportunity this week to get things kind of back on track. And that's how we try to, you know, focus the kids. You're going to be accountable for your decisions, but the future is still up to you and making good choices. And, you know, Ben and Tammy, you know, working with these kids through that process. And like I said, there's some, you know, there's some parent counseling going on in our counselor's offices, helping parents, you know, work with their teenagers, because we know that's not easy. And, you know, obviously these two's experience over the years is just invaluable to this organization.
Yeah. Ben Stewart, lead academic counselor. Kind of go into that a little bit. You might have stories, and I know Tammy wants to share one or more. What is it when you, some cadets, you did you just celebrate like crazy when they got over the finish line?
Absolutely. You know, you kind of, it's about building relationships with them throughout the cycle. And, you know, I have yearbooks and from class one all the way up until now. And, you know, they like to look through those and see success in other individuals. And, you know, you just build that relationship with them. And then it's always emotional in the end when you see them walk across stage graduation. You know, I get tears in my eyes every time, you know, we hold a graduation ceremony. And just seeing the proud accomplishments and how proud they are of themselves, pretty cool for sure.
Tammy, share a memory of a cadet with us.
You know, I had a female from the Missoula area about 18 years ago, and she really struggled. She was real homesick, missed her family. Her dad was her biggest supporter. While she was at Challenge, an unfortunate accident took place, and her dad was killed. She continued through Challenge. She graduated. She and I have kept in contact through the past 18 years. She is a mother to four beautiful children, and her youngest is about a third grader now, and she, former cadet, has gone back to school, and she's going to school to be a nurse. But the amazing thing that I really love about this young lady is she has come back and mentored for us three different times. So, you know, within the last 18 years, she advocates for Challenge. She supports Challenge, but she's volunteered her time to come back and be a great mentor for three students from her area. And just to see that adversity that she went through at Challenge, how not having her dad in her life was a struggle for her after she graduated, you know, and through those years. And then when she had her first child, you know, getting married, that was a big event. Her dad was not there. When she had her first child, you know, not being able to have her dad a part of that. Those were hard times for her, but she just kept moving forward and moving forward. And yeah, she's doing great. And I'm very blessed to have her in my life.
There's a lot of impact in that story. Thank you for sharing that. And it gives us the sense that, you know, she lost a very important part of her family, but it was replaced by family as well. I'm going to talk about that when we come on back. Mark McGinley will join us. Trent Gibson is also continuing with us here. He's director of the Montana Youth Challenge Academy, and Mark is the lead admissions counselor. My thanks to Tammy Pittman. Tammy, thank you for what you do. I appreciate that. You know, prayers, and because I know there's your hearts are out there for these kids. And you know, when you put your heart out there, it can get whacked around a little bit too. So thank you for that. And same to you, Ben. Thank you for what you guys do.
Thank you, Tom, for having us. We appreciate you.
And today we wrap up here our look at Montana Youth Challenge Academy and their 50th graduating class commencement Saturday, June 15th. It starts at 10 a.m., the 50th graduating class. And Trent Gibson with us still, director of the Montana Youth Challenge Academy, All-American linebacker previously as a Bulldog. Congratulations on that.
Seems like a few days ago now, but yeah, what a great opportunity it was for me to play football here at Western and then graduate and come right to work on campus here at Youth Challenge.
Yeah.
How lucky am I?
So Mark McGinley, lead admissions counselor. Do you get Trent blocking for you still, or is he tackling for you?
Well, you know, I was a wrestler, and I tell you, he still can't take me. I'm way too fast. He's big and strong, but I move quicker.
I get this whole sense, and that comment, too, that there's really a family setting there. And that's unique because people always say, I want to have a family setting, but it's difficult, especially because there's so many personalities there. How do you manage that?
Well, that's a great question. I was talking to one of the young ladies just the other day, and I asked her what's her best memory and what's her worst memory. And she said, well, the best thing that I remember is it's the people. And I said, okay, what's the worst? And she said, it's the people. but it was absolutely true because we got talking about family. She and I actually talked about family. You know, you love your brothers and sisters, but you don't always like them. And you bicker and you fight. But at the end of the day, you rally around. And that's what she learned. And I thought, what a great takeaway. That was incredible.
Yeah. What do you want to say about this program? We got one minute.
This program, I'm a person of faith, and I've retired from the military, and I had a great career, but I feel like I'm doing God's work. I mean, I really do. This is incredible. As the recruiter, I find these kids in their homes, in the juvenile probation office, in the principal's office, and their lives are in disarray. And 6 months later, they're walking out of here. They've got bounce in their step. They smile. Their eyes are bright. And you know that you've done something good, and that's just that's a blessing.
Thank you, Mark. We didn't have enough time, but we'll talk with you again down the road, too. It was a great hour. Thank you for making that happen here, but also thanks for the service that you guys provide. A quick plug, the next graduating class will be set July 23rd, right?
We start the next class on the 23rd. They'll graduate in December.
Nice. Thanks again, Trent Gibson and also Mark McGinley. Really important work, you guys. Keep it up, okay?
Thanks, Tom.
Thanks again for joining us for the podcast. Please share and subscribe and let us know what you think. Email me at tom@voicesofmontana.com. And don't forget, we're on weekdays on your hometown radio stations all across Montana. We hope to hear from you there, too.